CBSI in the world. I'm John Batts with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we welcome Kamran Bokhari, Senior Director, Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio, New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. Kamran, a headline in Reuters points to conflict ahead, and the puzzle is how? Why the Indian Ocean could be China's Achilles heel in a Taiwan war? I've been taught by you and others that the Indian Ocean has important ports that China's building or owning. There's Gwadar in Pakistan. There's the port in Sri Lanka that nobody much uses. There's Djibouti on the eastern side of Africa. That suggests that China feels secure in the Indian Ocean. Does India, does the Republic of India, does it threaten China's security? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. So I don't think that the Indians threaten China. As the Reuters report detailed, this is an issue between the United States and China. So let's say China, seriously considers invading Taiwan. Well, it can't for a variety of reasons. And one of the biggest ones is that its oil, that its economy, basically thrives on, comes from the Middle East and traverses through the Indian Ocean. Now, these ports, they're not at the stage where the Chinese Navy can project, power and escort and provide for, secure supply lines. This is a theater. This is a battle space, a maritime battle space in which the United States has overwhelming dominance. So, in other words, the Chinese are unlikely, and they know this very well, that if they decide to go and become hostile with Taiwan, then they better have a very good plan to be able to secure their oil supplies, because that's one of the, counterpoints that the U.S. has at its disposal, short of actually going to, war with China over Taiwan, which I find highly unlikely, but that's sort of the logic.
Let me see if I understand. The Indian Ocean is not secure by China so far, projecting power. But you do not believe that India would be the challenge should there be a conflict in Taiwan. It would be the U.S. Is that correct, Kamran?
That is correct. And let me add that it's going to be a while before India is at that point to where it can actually play a major role. It's still getting started on this, journey. Of being able to project power in the Indian Ocean basin. And we're looking at a multi-decade, process. And then we have to assume that during that time, the United States isn't going to be a static power. Its influence would have grown, its capabilities would have grown. And we have yet to see what the Chinese are going to be able to do, considering the state of their economy, the current state of their economy.
Gordon, you have a question for Kamran.
Kamran, there have been a lot of attacks on shipping in and around the Arabian Peninsula. Yeah, a lot of these are Iran-backed proxies. Would China's shipping actually be endangered by Iran, or would Iran not want to take on China?
Actually, I would say that Iran would go out of its way to exempt Chinese vessels from these kind of harassment operations, these kind of interdiction of international supply lines, because at the end of the day, Iran has a relationship with China. It does not help a whole lot in dealing with the United States, but it's still valuable. And the Iranians are not going to throw that away. So these attacks that are largely taking place in what is known as the Bab al-Mandab, which is sort of that area where the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea meet off the Horn of Africa. So I think that that's where these attacks are largely taking place. And to what extent Chinese-bound vessels or Chinese vessels, traversing those waters are being harassed, I seriously doubt it. But as far as oil supplies are concerned, my understanding, and I don't have an exact figure off the top of my head, I think they come directly from the Persian Gulf, which is quite a ways away from the Red Sea. So those are the two sort of things that bear in mind when we talk about, you know, Iran's interest in undermining international shipping and how it impacts China.
The analysis of the Chinese weakness in the Indian Ocean turns on remarks by many scholars, one of whom is named Australian National University security scholar, pointing out that China hasn't secured in any fashion its supply lines in the event of a conflict with Taiwan that lasted more than, 48 hours. Is that reason enough to believe that the Taiwan attack that we've talked about for years and that is projected 25, 26, 27 is much, much farther ahead than that into the 30s, if ever China has the capability?
Absolutely, John. I mean, look, leaders do what they have to do based on their capabilities. Meanwhile, they will say all sorts of things to shape perceptions as part of their information operations, you know, campaign. So I think it's important that we as observers and analysts pay attention to Chinese capabilities. And this, if you will, tool that, you know, the West has in order to prevent China from being hostile with Taiwan in terms of the Indian Ocean and the supply lines is just one, you know, aspect or one factor that will prohibit China from doing that, becoming aggressive with Taiwan. There is the Chinese economy. It's not doing well. We just heard from like on Friday that in 2024, there'll be a budget deficit that comes to something like 3% of the Chinese GDP. That's a huge amount of sum. And it's unclear how the Chinese are going to finance that deficit. Will they borrow from international markets and or domestic markets? That remains to be seen. But nonetheless, it's, you know, that's a huge figure. Then, you know, naval capabilities, then the whole idea of the Indian Ocean and the string of pearls strategy that the Chinese have been pursuing with port developments from Myanmar to Bangladesh to Sri Lanka to the Maldives to Pakistan, that hasn't really panned out for a variety of reasons that are beyond the control of the Chinese. And so these are the factors that, you know, if you put them together, they do not add up to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
Less than a minute, Gordon, for a quick question.
What is New Delhi's relationship with Taipei these days?
30 seconds, Cameron.
I think it's a relationship that the Indians would like to expand upon, but I think that it's the more important relationship is the American-Taiwanese relationship. The Indian-Chinese dynamic is more in their joint sort of border region, and as we've been talking about in the Indian Ocean.
Kamran Bokhari, Senior Director, Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio, New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bach.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.